reports, property finance budget and audit.
Yes, Mayor, I wanted to give everyone, in front of you have the proposed budget, the final proposed budget for year 2019-2020. I want to touch on some of the highlights and challenges and provide some details around that. For the year 2019-2020, the upcoming year, we have a small surplus in the budget of $55,710. We were able to have capital overlays of a total of $174,800 of those capital improvements. For the police department, we purchased some portable radios, some car radios, radar units. We actually have to add pretty much a forced computer upgrade this coming year as well in the computer system of the police department. For the fire department, we're able to get 22 pagers, replacement of handheld radios, 5 air pack bottles. In the sanitation and street department, we purchased an above ground fuel system, half of the cost for the sanitation, half of the streets. That was because we had to get rid of the fuel system on Odell and remove that in the upcoming year. For the general and the city office, we have $8,900 just to upgrade the security system, the entry to the security system. And then for the inspection department, we are saving about $8,000 each year for the next 3 years to purchase them a new department truck in the inspection office. Within this budget, we've also, we're excited about the 3% increase for salaries for all employees. We've kept on our promise of continuing the sidewalk projects. We have a line item in there of $50,000. We're continuing to do that ongoing year over year to continue to improve our walking status and connect the city of Marshall. We are setting aside $40,000 again this year for future economic development, whether it's subdivision, the Garinger property, Hab Center, or other opportunities that might come in front of us. We've added a new employee to the inspection department, hopefully to better handle the city ordinance violations as we have gotten feedback is so important to the citizens of Marshall. We started the process of ordering the fire department a new fire engine pump truck. That won't be delivered from 12 months from when we order, and then the payments start within 24 months. That's no small task. We have to budget for that accordingly. The cost of that is going to be $626,000, but so duly needed because the model is 1992. By the time we take possession, it'll be 28 years old. We certainly need to take care of that requirement as well. Some of the highlights of our current budget, we were actually under the budget for 18 and 19, mainly due because we had some vacancies in the police department for quite some time, and also in the streets and sanitation. So coming out of this year, we have roughly $200,000 in surplus. We're going to set aside that money for the city offices, computer systems, same type of forced upgrade for the computer systems in this city office. We are going to move multiple 3 to 4 part-time employees to full-time positions within the sanitation and street department, hopefully solve the issue of retaining employees there and provide them full benefits for those new employees. We're also going to set aside a little bit of money for what we call a city office cleanup. It could be anything from taking care of some landscaping needs outside to rearranging, revamping our chamber centers as well. Also, we're able to purchase two police cars for the police department from the Highway Patrol in this budget year because we were under budget. So we're excited about all those things. One thing I should note that I think this council should be proud of, over the last 3 years, we've been able to purchase multiple police cars, 2 trash trucks, a snowplow, a truck for the fire department, and now a fire engine for the fire department. We've been able to do all that while keeping our general fund balance this year is a negative $300,000. Now, that might not sound like a highlight, but let me explain. It's a negative $300,000 in the general fund this year compared to last year, which was a negative $600,000, and the previous year was a negative $900,000. So we are making great progress. We are seeing the light at the end of the tunnel of the hand that we were dealt 3 years ago. So we're making great strides in that regards. Now, to put that in perspective, the overall, the general fund line item is only one line item of our overall reserve for the city. And even better news, our overall reserves, cash in the bank, has went up year over year from 3.8 million to 4.6 million this year. So all things are trending in the right direction, in my opinion. Not everything is rosy. You know, we certainly have some challenges in front of us. We have an aging street system that we're going to take action on sooner or later. I talked a little bit about the pump truck, the fire engine for the fire department, but they are also in need of a ladder truck, which is $1.2 million sometime in the future. And then we have the ever-increasing insurance cost. That's not just a city of Marshall issue, that's nationwide. And we're going to start a committee to look at what are other cities doing. What is our current plan? Is it too rich? Can we provide other options to lower our costs, lower our employees' costs, while also giving them the best opportunity for great insurance? Right now, we've been breaking even for the last 3 years, and that's fantastic, but at a certain point, we have to increase revenue and at the same time, reduce expenses to accomplish the things that I think the citizens of Marshall want us to accomplish. Yeah, health insurance being a big one. With that being said, am I missing anything, Ron, or no, anything you want to add?
I just wanted to be sure you clarified that it was the health insurance.
Talking. And I'll open up the council and the mayor if you have any questions at all.
I have no questions. I just want to point out the incredible amount of time and diligence working on this budget has been, and to commend Councilman Aarons and Councilman Ott for their steadfastness and being good stewards of our public funds.
For the record, I want to clarify, Mr. Aarons has been the workhorse on this and the brains behind the budget.
Okay, moving on.
He has my attention.
Yeah.